This podcast is produced and managed by Kangaroo Fern Media Lab, Australia's independent video and podcast company. We do the podcasting hard bits so you don't have to. We make podcasts easy. Book a call at www.kangaroofern.com. www.kangaroofern.com.
Okay, guys, welcome back to another episode of Love, Growth, and Freedom with Adrian Duarte. And I know it took me a while to create another episode, and I'm sorry for that, but I'm grateful that you are here with me today because you are going to listen to this wonderful, wonderful episode that I have for you. Okay? Okay. The topic would be about all the things that scare me and all the things that make me excited. This is a very fun episode because it's going to be all in my head, no outline, no anything. I just wanted to share and be candid with you. And yeah, it's a birthday special. I wanted to share all these things that I've learned about fearing the uncertain and being excited of what it could bring. It's so contradictory when we look at that. No, it's a very complex thing when we think of, I'm scared of the future, but I'm also excited what it could bring. It all stems from this idea that maybe, instead of thinking of all the wrong ways that it could go, we could think about the good ways, the best possible outcomes of the future, rather than focusing on the negative ones. And I understand there are a lot of fears in our head about the uncertainty based on the experiences we've had as people, based on the stories that we hear from other people, the stories of disappointment, of failure, and fear of not being able to stand back up again after such a crazy fall. It is scary. Those are freaking scary, and it's okay. To be scared is fine. To be scared is human. To be scared is a part of our survival. The reasons that we became scared as people is that our body, our brain tells us that this could be dangerous and this could be a threat to our lives. And when we look at this, we would always have fears. We would always be afraid of new things, of changes, of people leaving us, of abandonment, so many other things, because that is the truth. There are possibilities that it could happen. There are possibilities of devastating things and events that could happen in our lives. And sometimes, we don't really have a control of it. Sometimes, no matter how we prevent it, no matter how scared we are and don't do all these things, we still have to deal with bad things. And that's where dealing with your fears and that's where being braver comes in. We're always going to fear things. We're always going to be afraid. Trust me, I am afraid of so many things. I'm afraid of failing. I'm afraid of disappointing people around me. I'm afraid that at the end of the day, when I look at my life, I'm not someone who I recognize and I want to be anymore. That is a scary thought. And now I'm 25 years old. Just today, I'm 25 years old. And it is scary. You know, it is scary to think that I can have my whole life ahead of me or I couldn't. It's scary that maybe the decisions that I've been making right now won't make a good whatever in the future. That is a lot of things to think about and to be scared of. And whatever it is, these fears are valid. And the only reason, don't think about your fears as being irrational or small just because you fear this, because this happened before and people think it's crazy or whatever. Don't think about that. Whatever you're fearing, whatever you're feeling within you is valid. These fears come out of certain events in your life that cause you to fear that way, that cause you to feel that way about certain things, if you know what I mean. So it's okay to fear. It's okay to be scared. It's okay that these changes, the next year could be scary for you. It is scary for me too. So when that idea comes to mind, and I want to share you this, when we live with fear, when we live with all those, we don't get to do things we want because of so many things that we're scared of. We let pass on opportunities. We self-reject before we even get a chance to even show who we are and what we could do just because we're scared. just because we're scared of the rejection that might come along with all those things that we want to become and try. But that's it. That's life, right? There's always something that's going to scare us. Now, I want you to be braver. I want you to be courageous, because brave and courageous doesn't mean that you don't have any fears anymore. It's just that your want to be able to do it, to be able to try it, experience it, and to be brave means that you're going to do these things in spite of the fear, despite of all the fears that you have, of all the things that scare you. You still do it because you find more value in trying and becoming and improving and becoming a better person than the fear of that disappointment and failure. Just like everything, change is the only constant thing in this world. Now, even if you fail, even if you whatever, there is as much learnings in failure than there is in success. You would learn so much more in failure as much as you would learn in success. So why do we fear of falling down and all? And how do we get over that? Is to make ourselves braver, to make ourselves courageous, to work on ourselves each and every day, to strengthen the armor that we have and that we are as people, to make ourselves braver. How do we do that? We take it a day at a time. We focus on improving ourselves. We focus on conditioning ourselves, our lives, to the things that we want to become and to things that we want to try. Everything that we need to do comes with hard work. If you want to be able to communicate very well to other people with your emotions, you have to work on that day by day. 1% a day for the rest of the year is 365% of improvement in your life. Do it one day at a time, one step at a time. We make ourselves braver. We make ourselves stronger by practicing, by training, by becoming someone better each and every day. It doesn't have to be a leap, because Rome wasn't built in a day. It has to be something that you do little by little. These little things that you build up for yourselves become your armor. You become stronger and braver because you built yourself to think that you can do this. No matter the outcome, no matter whatever, you don't do things, you shouldn't do things just for the outcome, but you do things because you want to experience life, because you want to experience this, you want to become this, and you want to work on becoming and becoming and becoming, not just on one point. Lifelong learners, guys, we're all growing. Even if you are older than I am, even if you're at 40, even if you're whatever, you will always grow. Life presents you with opportunities to grow and become who you are and so many other things. So I want you to work on yourself, to be braver, to treat yourself with a kindness, to train yourself to be brave in spite of the fear that you have of the future and what could happen. Because there will be that fear. It will always be scary. But when will you be brave enough? When will you be braver? It's not going to be just one day and you're going to be like, I'm brave enough. No. It's going to be, I'm a little braver today. I did this. I'm going to be a little braver tomorrow and I'll try to do this. Doing one thing that you're scared of each and every day will provide you confidence, will provide you strength to think that you are capable of this. Because you already are. Stop rejecting yourself before the world can even see what you can bring to the table. Sometimes you allow that voice in your head, that fear, to tell you that you can't do it. This is going to end badly. It could. And maybe it also could end up the way that you want it. Maybe it could be your big break. Sometimes we allow ourselves that moments of weakness where we listen to those self-rejections. But don't self-reject. Stop rejecting yourself before the world can see what you can bring to the table. Because sometimes these people just don't see what you can offer. Or sometimes these people can see what you can offer, but you don't see it yourself. These are things that you have to think about. These are things that you have to identify with, because you are able to do so many other things than you think you can. Okay? So, yeah, and let me tell you a story. I know I took a long break, a hiatus in creating a podcast, because I had to collate I had to collect lessons and memories and experiences and things that I could share with you. And I had to dig deep within myself to be able to find all of this new things that I could share and understand about life. Because I had this trip to Siargao, and I know it's been terrible because it was devastated by Typhoon Rai or Super Typhoon Rai or Super Typhoon Odette in the Philippines. And I'm so devastated because that island has given me so much life, has given me so much memories and lessons to think about and learn from for the 2 weeks that I've been there. In that 2 weeks, I had so many things. I did so many things that I was afraid of. It was a solo trip, technically. I had two skating friends, two girlfriends of mine who went ahead of me, who booked in a different place, and I booked in a different place. And the moment that I got into that island, I told myself that I would do things that scare me. Because I've been working on myself for the past year, and I've been building up myself, my courage, my everything. And this is the time that I'm going to see how far I've come. And I did. So I booked a solo place, and I would share with you so many things. I was scared that maybe I won't make friends. I was scared that maybe I'll be having a bad time. I'll be a loner. I was scared that even if I had my friends there, we'd be not having much fun because we haven't had that trip together. It was our first time going on a trip together. So it was really quite a lot of things to consider if you're afraid of all those. And I was, but I was more excited than afraid. But my idea was, well, I'm here. And I'm going to do things that I've always been afraid of. Or I'm going to do things that scare me. So there are so many things I did in that island. First off, I booked my solo room. I stayed away with friends. I stayed away from the friends that I knew there so that I could be able to build my own circle in which I was able to. Because people there were nice. And there's a lot of people that could say hi to you. I was scared to actually just ask for people's name and say hi, hello. And it became easy the more that I practiced. And I had this moment to think about, well, nobody knows me here. So might as well just make myself this person or live in this island version of who I am. So which was that. And another one was, I knew how to ride a motorcycle here in Manila. I just did it twice in the village. And I did ATV. And I took my chances of learning how to ride a motorcycle there to go around places. And I did. And I was so proud of myself because I was so afraid that I'd be in an accident or get into something. But I didn't. I needed just to believe in myself, to be brave enough to understand that, hey, you have all the skills that you need now to ride this motorcycle. You just have to learn a little more and just be very, very careful. And I did. And a friend of mine believed in me, and I did. And I'm just so happy I did that. And a few more things was, I jumped Sugbat Lagoon without even thinking. I used to be scared of the height jumping to that water, but I did. So I was like, yes, I did it. I went on and jumped and without thinking a second thought. And one of the biggest things I also did was backflip from Sugbat Lagoon. Those were scary. And free dived. I free dove with a friend of mine who was a very, she's a trainer of free diving. And she was like, okay, use these fins, try this with me. And I'm scared of the open water, just so all you know. I'm very, very scared of it. But I was like, okay, this is a once in a lifetime thing. Or it's not once in a lifetime, but it's not a usual thing that I'll do this. And it's quite scary. But it's something new for me to try. And I did. I free dove and I went deep and I learned. And I was so happy to be able to try it, even if I was so freaking scared. I was so freaking scared. Like, I didn't want to do that underwater because I'm scared of what could be underwater. But I did it anyways. I did it anyways. And that made me proud of myself because I did so many things that I was scared of. We went spelunking in Dunjog Cave. We went in. I was also scared of that because it was dark and you wouldn't know what's under the water as well. It's just like, I'm proud because I was able to just push myself and say, wait, you've worked on yourself to be brave enough, to be strong and empowered as a person. And this is the moment that you can take control of it, to take that power and really work into it. And in that 2 weeks that I took a break for myself was very, very refreshing. So again, since this island has been such a mother to me, has been such a place where I've learned a lot, please do donate to all the initiatives that help these islands, Bohol, Cebu, and Siargao, in rebuilding their lives. So one of the biggest I advocate for is Waves for Water Philippines, because they provide water filters. So if you can just give out donations over there so that they could provide water filters, go for it. There's Local Lab. Calls Vidal is also doing a lot of initiative. Sharing Love PH is one of my friends that I met there, is initiative by them. And some of my friends also who are really working on the ground, sending over. So that's where I also send my donations and my help. And if you guys can just give them any amount, it would mean a lot to all of these people. And I firsthand felt the worry of having friends over there and not being able to contact them for 4 days because of no signal and everything. It was quite scary. And I'm sure that they had to deal with so much more fear there. So if you can help out with any amount or anything to share all those initiatives, just please do. You can go at my account, FreshFMAdrian, on Instagram to see what all other things that I promote for in doing those donation drives. So, yeah. Now, thank you so much. Now we move on to the excitement. So just so you all know, I've been working for something for the past 2 years. Since 2019, I've been working on this thing where I have to move forward in a chapter of my life. Since it's my birthday, I wanted to share with you this. I'm going to Australia on the 30th of January to continue my studies in early childhood education. And I'm very excited because I've been working on that for 2 years. And I know there's a lot of things that could happen. There's a lot of scary things that can happen. I may not be able to sustain it, or I may not be able to do great as I want it to be, or whatever. It might feel lonely. It scares me, but I am more excited of all the things that could happen to me. I'm excited of all the lessons that I would be learning for the next year and the next chapter of my life. Now, as you balance this fear of the uncertain and also this excitement of what could be, I would always be told by a lot of my mentors growing up, my teachers, my dad, that whenever I'm about to do something, the nervousness that I feel is more of excitement rather than the fear. Because you have to have faith in yourself that if you put in the work to do these things, if you put in the work in studying for an exam, training for a competition, doing all those, the nervousness that you feel when you're facing that is mostly of excitement, because you knew and you know that you've put in all the work to be able to reach that spot, that you are ready and more capable of facing all the uncertain things that could happen. And in all my life, I've been an athlete, and you wouldn't know when you're on the mats as a cheerleader, you wouldn't know what's going to happen. You're going to have faith in the people that you're with and yourself that you are going to push through with that routine. When you're going to do your tumblings, when you are going to swim for your life, when you're going to spar with somebody, it will not always go the way that you expected it to be and planned. But in this excitement of the future, you have to be ready. You have to understand that you've put in the work to be someone in this position. That's why I've been telling you to make yourself braver, courageous, working on becoming your favorite version of yourself and ready to deal with whatever's coming front or coming to you, all the uncertainty. If you have that enough work, if you have enough faith and people standing behind you, the uncertainty isn't as scary as you think it is. Because to think about it, of all the things that you were scared of before, if you're listening to this today, if you're here today doing this podcast with me, listening to this and listening to me and all my other platforms, you've survived all the things that you were scared of. You're here because you braved and became courageous in dealing with all the things that you were scared of before. You've improved. You've grown. You've understood that even if it's scary, you're braver. You're capable of all these things that you've done already. And you are going to be more capable in the future. You are going to work on yourself one day at a time. We are going to find our strength within ourselves, within the people that care for us, within the people that matter. So I hope that this episode just helped you. And I hope that you enjoyed this episode because I enjoyed sharing this thought with you. And I wanted to say that I appreciate you so much. Thank you for making my year a blast. Thank you for sharing moments with me in my life where there are a lot of those that I felt alone. Thank you for listening to me. Thank you for being here. And I appreciate you. And on our next episode, I hope to bring one of my friends here again to talk about the lessons that we've learned in 2021. So for all of you, I wish that you find the courage and the strength to become better people for the next year. And that you get all the things that your heart wishes. Because I'm sure that you deserve it as much as we all do. So cheers to you. I'll see you again next time.
We are Independent Podcast Network. We are Guerrilla Podcast Syndicate. Would you like to hear your brand while supporting quality podcasts? Contact us now at advertise@guerrillapodcastsyndicate.com.